Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here aboard Windstar Star Pride in the Canary Islands, and this is actually the President's Cruise, and I'm with Andreas, who's the general manager here on Star Pride, and we're going to talk to him about this wonderful ship, the accommodations, the dining, the service, and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Andreas, first of all, it's wonderful to be on board with you. It's been a fantastic cruise. We're only in our second day, and I have been lucky enough to have been on Windstar before, so I know a little bit about the ships and the motorized ships. But let's talk a little bit about this ship. And first of all, let's start with the accommodations. How many keys do you have on board?
How many keys? 156. Sorry.
There you go. You got the right. Well, I wouldn't know that. 156. So you can have a capacity for how many?
312. 312 double occupancy.
Okay. So let's talk about the different categories of staterooms. I have a wonderful one, and there are different ones because you with the stretch. I remember there were some renovated ones that were a little different, but they're all beautiful. But talk about the different categories you have of the suites and the cabins.
Okay, so we have our original two owner suites, which are on deck 6 forward. It's suite 600, 601. They're very spacious. They have huge, long balconies with terraces. Very comfortable. And during the stretch, we added two more of those big suites midship, and they're even larger, like the owner suites we had before. The bathrooms are bigger, with bathtubs and bath showers, walk-in closets, nice dining area, lounge. They're like a little apartment, and they're very, very comfortable. One of them should be my cabin, by the way.
we'll try to make that arrange that like that. Or one of them should be my cabin, put it that way. But you also have some suites that are named after, because your owner also owns the Broadmoor and some other hotels, the Anschutz Company. There are suites that are kind of named after them, right?
Yep. On deck 5 forward, we just added 2 suites. We converted 501 to the Broadmoor suite. They're beautiful. And I'm trying my best to show you one later.
Okay, well, we'll look for that, and I think I know someone in one of the owner suites, so I'm gonna, one of my good friends on board has the owner suite, so she's invited us all for a party later, so we'll see what happens. Now, my suite is wonderful. I'm in 503, so what is that 503? What would that be, that category?
So all our suites, they have the same size pretty much. Doesn't matter if you're on deck 3, 4, 5, or 6. It's just the view you have to the sea is different. On deck 3, we have portholes. The suites are very comfortable. They all have the walk-in closet, the bathrooms with the double sinks, a shower or bathtub. Then on deck 4, you have the ocean view with the windows. And then you have the balconies, the deluxe cabins. So, but the size of this of the regular suites are pretty much the same.
Yeah, so yeah, it's really a spacious suite. I don't have a balcony, but I do have a large bay window overlooking the ocean. And then I was on, actually, I think it was Star Legend. What was the first one that was renovated, completely stretched?
Honestly, I don't know. I know we were the last ones.
You were the last one, so yeah. Star Pride. But I was on the first one in the Caribbean years ago, right around COVID, and I was actually in one of your middle suites that was part of the stretch. The main difference being is that the bed is next to the window or balcony.
Yeah. And also in the deluxe suites, we have the bedrooms are separate to the living room. Where the other suites, they have it together. On the new ones is the bed next to the balcony and the couch is by the entrance. Mm-hmm. And on the old ones is the couch by the entrance, or by the bed, by the window, and the bed is by the entrance.
Yeah, no, and that's... They choose either one, and they're both lovely. They both have a lot of room, a lot of space. So that's the accommodations, and it really, for a ship this size, it's surprisingly how comfortable it is, right?
We want our guests to feel like it's a private yacht, and most of them, they do.
So it is really a yacht-like experience. And now let's talk about the dining, which, you know, I would have said many, many years ago, Windstar, I didn't think the dining was good, but not great. Now the dining is great. So tell us a little bit about the dining philosophy and the restaurants on board and what you're trying to do.
All right. I think the most important when people go on a cruise, especially with Windstar, is the accommodation, as we just spoke about it, the dining experience, and the beautiful destinations. This is main reason why our guests come and sail with Windstar. So we just celebrated our 10-year partnership with the James Beard Foundation, where we are very proud of it. It's a very successful program. We have our James Beard Foundation cruises, where we have chefs from the James Beard Foundation on board doing special cooking classes, featuring their dishes on the menus. The guests really enjoying that. Everything, of course, is made freshly on board. We have three beautiful restaurants on our ships. We have the main restaurant, the Amphora. Right. Then we have the Quattro 44 from Anthony Sasso.
I want to talk about that in a second. But then you have a restaurant on
Candles,
the top.
The steakhouse, Candles Steakhouse.
And that doubles as the breakfast and lunch during the day.
Correct. In the evening is the Candles. During breakfast and lunch is the Veranda Cafe. Mm-hmm. And then we have, of course, Stephen Reichlin's Star Grill, which is on deck 8 forward, which is also a beautiful restaurant. And we also serve dinner there in the evening for those people who want to stay very casual and don't want to go to a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah. One of the great new features when you stretch the ships is you got two new restaurants, and you mentioned them, but let's talk about them in depth. The Steve Reichlin, it's really one of the only barbecue restaurants that I know of at sea, and it's outdoors, and you can do, I always have lunch there. And you can also do dinner, right?
Correct. We also have a grab-and-go breakfast in the morning, so let's start in the morning, to accommodate people who want to go on a tour. And again, they don't want to spend too much time for breakfast. They just go there, grab-and-go a nice egg bacon sandwich, pastries.
I gotta try that out. Yeah. I don't like that. And then you have the Quattro, the Spanish cuisine, which is really the tapas type of thing, which is also by a famous chef as well, right?
It's correct. Anthony Sasso is the chef who gives us the menu, and the dishes are just amazing. You know, you get all kinds from seafood. It's everything is there, and it's just an amazing experience. And people try them all.
Yeah, well, we're working on it. I still got a few more to go. I went to Candles last night. Went to the main restaurant for dinner the first night, and I've already gone to the barbecue yesterday for lunch. So I remember very well. I mean, I can go to the barbecue for lunch all the time. I don't know, but you do have lunch at other restaurants as well, right? At the same time, right?
Well, lunch usually is served in Veranda and in Stephen Reichlin's Star Grill. Yeah.
Those two. Yeah. And then breakfast is where?
Breakfast is in Veranda and also in Stephen Reichlin.
There you go. Yeah. So you can spend a lot of time up there. But I got to tell you, the food here is wonderful. It really improved the last few years. And then with the addition of the two new restaurants, venues during the stretch, it makes it even better, a lot more choice for guests, right?
That's correct. And we also have, talking about the food, we have constantly visit from our corporate chef and from our culinary director. They're coming on board, implementing new recipes, make sure we follow up on the current recipes, and everything is up to standard, and the guests are happy.
No, absolutely. And I know your kind of Peter Tobler, who is a friend of mine, who I've been on cruise with him before, and you haven't cruised and dined unless you've dined with Peter, because Peter knows his food and his wine. So he's a real stickler, and he will make the right choices for you. And he's, I think, in part with you and everyone else on the team, responsible for really elevating the culinary experience on board WinStar the last few years.
Yep. Peter is a legend in the industry. I know him since over 20 years. And unfortunately, every time this guy comes on board, I'm gaining 5 pounds because I have to try every single dish on the menus.
Well, once I was with Peter and a steak came out and he looked at it and he said, "That's not what you ordered. I'm sending it back." And I'm like, "It's okay, Peter. It's okay. I'm all right with it. It looks good. I don't know." But he was, "That's not what you said." Yeah. And then, of course, we had to have the right wine with it, right?
Absolutely. Well, Peter loves his wine and he's a very knowledgeable guy about the wine.
Well, that's the other thing. You have a really extensive wine cellar here, too. You've got a lot of varieties and a lot of things, whether it's regional or, so talk a little bit about your wine experience here.
Yeah. So for us, it's very important, talking about regional, when we change our itineraries, we always try to offer our guests regional wines mm-hmm. as well the food. So that's why we have the Shopping with the Chef program and also Shopping with the Wine Sommelier. The guests, we invite a small group of guests. They can come with us and see how we purchase the wines. We bring the wines on board, the food on board, and we feature them either on the menu or during our WinStar signature deck barbecue, which, by the way, we have tonight.
I'm actually curious to see what you pair with the barbecue, because I am going to be there tonight. I was there already, and I might even be there. I don't know. I'm sort of a stickler going to that barbecue for lunch all the time. So it really is an amazing, and you're outside. You can be outside in Candles and those areas. I just had breakfast outside in the stern, but the middle of the ship when you're there with the barbecue is really pretty, pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think our guests, when you come on a ship, you try to spend time outside, because these people, they're always at home or in the office. So when they're at sea, they want to be actually outside and get the whole experience. So having that dinner served for all guests on the open decks with live music and you see the barbecue and you smell the food, it's just a unique experience.
Well, we're looking forward to that tonight, and you'll see some photos of that experience. The other thing I want to talk about is the service you have on board. You have an amazing crew that really, they know your name very quickly. You get to know them. Some of them have been sailing with WindStar for years. So, you know, credit to you. But is that, what's the philosophy of service that you give to the crew here?
So our goal is that our crew is connecting with our guests. That's very important. You know, anybody can open a bottle of beer or serve you a plate of food, but to connect with the guests, make the guests feel special is our philosophy. Mm-hmm. And when we hire a crew, it's not about the skills, it's more about the personality and the attitude, because the skills, we can train them on board. But if you have a nice personality, a nice attitude, then you're right for WindStar Cruise Line.
Yeah, no, and they are wonderful. I got to tell you, from the waiters and the waitresses to the service staff to the cabin staff, that they all get to know you very well. And it is one. It is a very intimate experience here with on WindStar, where you really you get to know both your fellow guests and the crew as well, and get to know them well. Anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors, a lot of whom are booking WindStar? In fact, there's a few of them next door, I think, at a meeting that are talking to Chris Prelog, the president, about WindStar today, because there's been a lot of announcements recently. You got a couple more ships you're going to have to worry about soon, right?
Yes. Not worry. We are excited to hear that we get two new ships. But for our travel advisors, I just want to say thank you for promoting our product. We love you all. And for those travel advisors who have never been on a WindStar ship, please come and experience it, because it's got totally different when you see it in person, how wonderful WindStar Cruises is.
And Andreas is absolutely right. You got to experience this product wherever it is in the world. Everybody likes to go to Tahiti. We are in the Canary Islands, which there's going to be a lot more cruises here in the Canaries next year with a ship that's going to be here quite some time. It is, as Chris was saying the other day, it's becoming Europe's Hawaii. Honestly, after going to one of the volcanic islands yesterday, we were on board. It really is like Hawaii. So amazing destinations in the Med, in the Caribbean, and soon in other parts of the world, because you'll have two more ships that will help you cover a lot more of the world. And of course, you can't go by with Tahiti. I mean, Tahiti, you're going to have two more ships, right?
Yep.
Two ships total sailing there, one motorized, one sail.
Correct. And we're looking forward to stay in Tahiti for many, many more years.
You should. It's an amazing, you've been there for years. It's a famous WindStar cruise, but there's going to be a lot more product for you to sell. Andreas, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for taking care of us on board while we're here. And we're looking forward to seeing you tonight at the barbecue.
It was a pleasure. See you all on board.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.